The ability to time ship means there will be information on tap 24 hours a day.
The revolution will be podcasting.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the world's worst program.
This is Random Mics.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is Random Bites Radio for November 28th, 2004. I'm as live as I can be coming at you from Casa Disco in crappy, cloudy, rainy Toronto, Canada. How is everyone today? Welcome to the show, and I'd like to give you a special welcome to a new listener. My new nephew, Caleb Robert William Susco, named after the grandfathers, born on Monday, November 22nd. So I'm a second-time uncle now. Really excited about that. Allison and Len did a great job getting him out there, and I'm sure they'll do a great job bringing him up. Pretty excited for both of them. It's kind of neat to see my little sister growing up. Now she's got kids of her own. It's kind of cool. We've got a great show lined up for you today. A little bit of rambling from me, of course. And we've got tunes coming from Gollum Smith, Crystal 4, Infrasonic, The Alter Egos, and Josh Jennings. Going to continue playing the crap out of them as long as I can. I'm heading out in a few moments. My life normally is, here it is, 40 minutes before I'm actually supposed to be at the airport going to South Africa. I'm going to spend actually the next 10 days in, 12 days actually, in Cape Town. And I haven't finished packing yet. I'm podcasting instead. That's not exactly smart, I don't think. My plane leaves at 6, which means I need to be at the airport by 4. I think I can do it, anyways. Should I talk, or should I make you listen to some tunes? I think we're going to go with the tunes. Here's a track from Gollum Smith. Hope you like it.
You do to me. Keep on moving, keep on moving, and you feel the groove. Keep
That was Christo 4 doing To Be Together. And I got a pack, so I'm going to play one more track for you. This is Infrasonic doing Hello. Hope you like it. You know, one of the problems with leaving absolutely everything until the last minute when you're going out of town is that at a certain point, you just kind of freak out and start, you pack everything, and then every 15 seconds you got to check your itinerary, and I hate that. So like 5 times during those 3 tracks, I like, what time am I leaving again? What time? I know darn well that what time is the flight leaving at? I do know this. See, it's just cause the way the head works is it's in one ear and out the other. 18:10, which is 6:10 p.m., which gives me lots of time. I shouldn't be freaking out like this. Anyways, I think I'm fully packed. How's that for a record? I think that was a grand total of 12 minutes and 42 seconds, if the track count is accurate. And I'm packed. You know, I'd be lying to say that I didn't do a little bit this morning, but most of it just got done. It's not bad. I'm getting better at this. So, I am heading out, obviously. I've been rambling about that for the last 2 minutes. going to Cape Town for the regional ICANN meeting there. Three times a year I head out to the various spots around the world where these meetings are held. Last time was in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Been all over the place. It's a great opportunity to see different bits of the world, even for just very short periods of time. This one, I don't know if I'm going to be back in that area ever. So there's a couple of days tacked on to the beginning and the end to go see a little bit of the region and see what I can't, what trouble I can't get into. Definitely be doing a podcast from there somehow. Quite know what the logistics are going to be like, but the ICANN meetings have always got some great bandwidth, so I should be okay. Anyways, that little musical interlude was brought to you courtesy of Infrasonic, doing their track Hello. Before that was Crystal 4 doing To Be Together. And, of course, we kicked that little set off with Gollum Smith doing The Groove 2004. I hope you don't mind the slightly poppier angle that I took this week with the track selections, but it just seemed kind of appropriate. I don't know, I'm kind of freaking out and energetic. I'm standing up and I'm even doing that cheesy DJ voice thing because, well, I used to be a cheesy DJ when I was growing up. Paid for a little bit of education doing bar mitzvahs and weddings and stuff like that. So without people around saying, hey, don't do that stupid voice when you're on the microphone, you just can kind of, I can't. I got to try and get it out of me and certainly knowing that people are going to mock me incessantly if I continue to do it. But if I've done it any time on this podcast, please mock me, but accept my apologies. I don't have any notes either, so hopefully this is moderately coherent at the end of the day. Dave Slusher mentioned me on his humble little podcast this week. I was pretty excited about that. Evil Genius Chronicles. You think I'd know how to speak 20 minutes into the show. Dave Slusher's Evil Genius Chronicles. I never fail to miss it. And I was quite pleased doodling down the bike trail down at on the shores of Lake Ontario there on the Martin Goodman Trail. I was on my way home from work one night. It was earlier this week, I guess it was the shiz show from the 23rd. And he said my name. I don't have the clip here. I should, because that would be the polite thing to do. But he was talking about the interview that I did last Sunday with Brett Fawcett about how to get legit with Rhea. And he had mentioned, David mentioned, that Brett's take had made him rather uncomfortable. I think the word that he used was, it made my testicles crawl up inside me and scream, which is quite the image. Dave, please, don't do that again, at least not while I'm riding my bike. And I guess I could see his point of view, but I think Dave was going on. Let me kind of unpack that a bit for those of you that haven't heard what Dave had to say. He was essentially saying that it's not good to or necessarily appropriate to tweak the nose of the Recording Industry Artists Association, RIAA or RIA, as I like to call them. It's not good to be messing around with some of the loopholes, as Brett has indicated that he is doing, and getting his podcast legit and actually getting licensed up. From the standpoint of, we can do this on our own terms. We don't necessarily need to force podcasting into that mold and make it kind of like webcasting or all the things that came before. And I want to be clear, David, and Brett's probably the guy that could talk about this a little bit more appropriately, but that's not what I hear Brett saying. I don't think he's trying to force podcasting into the mold of webcasting or radio broadcast or any of those other things. What he's done is tried to force the licenses into the mold of what we're doing here. And that sounds like doublespeak, of course, and because I'm going to the ICANN meeting, so I got to get practice up on that. But what I think, the difference there is that I can podcast without using RIAA music. You can podcast without using RIAA music, and I think we're both doing it fairly successfully, you more so than I, obviously. But, we can do this stuff without having to bow down before that licensing altar. And we can find other sources for music, or we can just choose not to play music if we want to. Brett, on the other hand, has found a way that he believes gets his podcasts legit and allows them to play mainstream music, or at least get music or play music that's available through the RIAA or ASCAP or BMI. But he's doing it in a way that isn't touching on the definition of what it means to use the podcast infrastructure. It doesn't change the definition of what it is that I'm doing or what it is that you're doing, your search for a format, you know, or search for a title for the format that you've picked up on. Less than broadcasts, more than audio blog, definitely using the podcasting infrastructure, but what is it? But anyways, he's not, I don't believe, forced any definitions inappropriately. And if you're looking to get licensed up and you want to play music and you want to go legit, which is, you know, in my opinion, you can go one of two ways. You can either get legit or stop podcasting. Because it's those guys that are just playing music without concern for getting licensed up that are more dangerous than Brett ever could be. You know, if they're going after Brett, they're going after Brett under the terms of the license that he executed with these people. He's signed their paperwork in blood and has got to deal with them, and they can come after him on those terms. You and I haven't signed that deal. I don't intend to sign that deal. So if they're going to come after me for playing indie music that I've gathered from trawling the web and you know, putting hard time and effort into making sure that I'm playing stuff that isn't going to cause consternation for the RIAA or BMI or ASCAP, or they're going to come after you and say, you know, that those agreements that you have with the artists that you're playing are null and void. Well, it's not going to happen. So what's my point? My point is, I don't think it's necessarily as, or shouldn't necessarily cause you as much concern as it did. And I do have some concern for your testicles, so I just wanted to get that out there and make sure that they are okay and you're okay, and you know, everybody else had the right impression as to what Brett and I had talked about, what he's up to, and the difference between what it is that he's up to with his licensed music, what I'm up to with my unlicensed but indie music, and what you're up to, Dave, with your licensed music, but it's indie music, which is, like, I think the coolest. Anyways, enough of that. What else do I want to talk about today? You know what? I don't even know if I have anything else to talk about. Let me just check the clock here, see where we're at. So that's 23 minutes of recording. I could play another three tracks, pad that out to a full 30 minutes. So that's kind of lame for a whole week. And yeah, you know what? I got to do that because here it is, 10 after 3 Eastern. And I'd love to get a sandwich. Well, I could always get a sandwich. I could play some more tunes, and then, you know what I'm going to do is play some more tunes and grab a sandwich and then see how I feel after this second set. What do I have queued up? How about this? I'm going to play some Alter Egos for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy,
ladies,
folks.
And gentlemen, we are now back listening to the sounds of the AE crew with B-So on the mic and Rashida B. So listen up close, listen slow. We about to do it to you in your ear hole. Just, we gonna get lucky with this, folks. We gonna get real lucky with this. They say it take luck to make a man successful, and that's cool. I got just as much luck as the next dude. Luck is just as rare as the most precious jewel. So when your ass get lucky, you might feel like you're special. Gets you over the hump, connects you to people in places where no one else would have let you. To get through the doors of the club, I bet you, without some luck on your side, they would never select you. When you ain't come correct, luck will assist to correct you. Get you on the right path, thus is they didn't bet you. Slinging on the block, I bet they wanna arrest you. Luckily, they got no evidence to press against you. Some people were born and some were blessed at birth. Luck makes it better, and bad luck makes it get worse. And then it does something incredibly good for somebody with good genetics.
Do you feel lucky?
In a van, it's random how luck will kill its hand.
Then it gets up and leads you stranded. Wow. Sound of a gun in the distance jamming. Wow. Jumping on out to the catwalk landing. Scampering down to the pavement. Yeah. As they back up with a weapon in hand. Yeah. He
four-leaf clover is always over someone else's shoulder. But why I've got to try to find the reason. I'm walking under ladders, but does it matter to you?
Baby, that you're living and breathing,
feeling great,
your peoples ain't feeling your feeling.
It's luck, baby,
under the golden moon that you rose from the ashes of those silver spoons.
It's luck, baby,
that you even got a job. Make sure you and your peoples got a job. I need a job, just give me a job. I need a job, give me a freaking job.
Who's going to hell and who ain't got a complaint? But me, I'm praying for your haven to cave in when you see me.
bullshit, black raven, darkest night. Straight chasing you out of sight. What's craving should be paying me for the dark shit that I spit. I'm just saying, but how I rain in blood and how I'll never quit. Oh, you're a crazy thug, you got 80 guns with clips. You're just a baby bud, and you'll be praying for mercy. This is the undescribable, unstoppable, impossible popular song that comes on strong and lives long. Long past when the sun has gone and blown away. My song, I'll still stand on its own two legs. I'll blow your face without even holding the gauge. I'll throw you away, cause I'm the coach and you just play.
May the wind always be at your face. You're disgraced, you're a blatant waste of space. You're misplaced, so I got you sent to a vengeful place where my henchmen race to end your life pain. May the wind always be at your face. You're disgraced, you're a blatant waste of space. You're misplaced, so I got you sent to a vengeful place where my henchmen race to end your life pain.
Threaten me, best of the best, I said, so let it be. Unless you like to test your skills against me, we'll see who wins a bet and who kills permanently. The latter'd obviously be me, cause I got mud in my blood and I run free through the trees sweetly, sucking on a sweet leaf. I always come original, you never see a repeat. I might eat queef and barf farts. If you see me coming out the dark, your heart'll expect a yard dart, and it won't just smart, it'll start your death. You'll scream my name out when you breathe your last breath, or you'll sleep in a coma for weeks, months, and years, while me and my boys enjoy weed blunts and beers. I'm seen once a year, cause I dream of fear that every single thing I hold dear will disappear. But I look in the mirror and tell myself it's not hell that I'm living in. Compelled to tell my tops and to anyone listening, I ain't got a pot for pissing in, but it's too tight. A new life I am christening. This is important, I'm starting over. Red Rover, I'll be a changed man by next October. I won't be sober, but I'll have rows of hoes and dough in my folder. I told ya, I'll hold ya over the fire and roast ya. If I approach ya, I'll explode ya.
Josh Jennings, Waste of Space. Is that not a great track? He's amazing. You know, I said last week that he kind of reminds me of Beck meets Eminem, but that doesn't quite give him credit, I think. He's better, in my opinion, at least the stuff I've heard, than anything I've heard from Eminem lately. Because, man, you read my blog, Eminem's new album, Bites. I think it's like track 20 and there's something decent in there. I'm glad it's called Encore, because at least that didn't set unrealistic expectations. It's more of the same crap that we heard on the last two albums from that guy. And you know, I don't want to be one of them haters, but he took $13 from me that I'm never going to get back again, and that like really bites. And what bites even worse is that he's going to put out more albums, and unless he does something drastic, he's going to suck forever, and he's not going to see another $13 from me, ever. I'm going to just start doing what I do to all the other bands, and that's like download his stuff. And when it sucks, I'm not going to give him money, and if it doesn't suck, he might get my money, but now he's competing with Napster again. Not that there is a Napster, but that sort of peer-to-peer file-stealing thing. So I'm not completely a wuss when it comes to music licensing. I just tend to do it in terms that are legal. Because, yeah, you can download music in this country. Yeah, Canada. Hey, oh, Canada. You can download music in this country without fear of losing your computer or being put in jail or all those nasty things that's happening now to file-sharing users south of the border. So I tend to do a lot of sampling. And quite frankly, if they don't increase the quality of the buffet, I'm just going to stop dropping my money. Forget it. It's going to be a complete and total boycott. I'm going to move from selectively choosing, which has seen me move from, say, 12 to 15 CD purchases a year down to, like, 5 or 6. I'm choosing much more carefully now. I'm just going to stop buying those 5 or 6. Because, quite frankly, I'm not getting what I paid for anyways. How many CDs have you bought lately that you can't play in your car? Well, you know, my last 4. You know, I'm very unhappy about that. You know, I didn't realize that they were play at home only or play in the car only. You know, I would have paid the extra $2 to upgrade to the version I can play anywhere. You know, screw that. if these artists don't get their act together and start putting out some decent stuff, I'm not saying all artists suck. I'm saying the ones I have traditionally listened to have gotten really sucky lately. Who was it? I think it was Adam Curry talking about something his daughter had said regarding the Apple U2 promotion. She says, "Dad, have they sucked forever?" You know, "Yes, dear." It was kind of his answer. You know, I'm a little bit more lenient on them. I think they've sucked and not sucked. Anything they did in the 90s was just pure suckage. They redeemed themselves in the early portion of this century. But from the sounds of what I've heard on the radio, their new album bites as much as anything they did in the 90s. So I guess the last one they put out, what's the one with Beautiful Day on it? I guess that was a bit of a fluky freak for them. But if you're a fan, you're a fan. You know, that's... I'm not... I'm too old to be a fan of anyone, really. I have music I like, music I don't like, and artists that I feel are more likely to put out quality music, but that doesn't make me a fan of Nanny Michelle or a fan of Big Sugar. But I do appreciate the fact, very sincerely, that they continuously put out music that I like. So I will support them in those endeavors as long as they continue to do so. And I will do that for Eminem, and I will do that for U2 once they start putting out stuff that, well, that doesn't suck, because that's what I've been hearing lately. Anyways, I knew I'd figure out something to talk about when I was getting my sandwich, which I didn't get. I just packed some more stuff, so now I've got too much stuff, is what it comes down to. But anyways, enough of that. Website traffic, holy smokes, blew through the woof. Can't edit, so you got to make fun of it, right? Website traffic at byte.org, BYTE.org, my website. Promote. Went through the roof this week. Wednesday, I had like 5,000 visitors. And on Thursday, I had like 17,000 visitors. And on Friday, I had like 16,000 visitors. And yesterday, I had 17,000 visitors. That's like, these are crazy numbers. Out of control. Wow. So thanks to absolutely everybody. I have no idea where it's coming from. Technorati is not showing anything out of the ordinary. So thank you for visiting. Maybe it's those billboards I took out on the 401. But no, seriously, it's great. Starting also to get some feedback from my quote-unquote listener. Well, there's like 10 now at least. But keep the emails coming. Ross@2cows.com. I actually answer it. That is my only email address in the universe. It's work. It's play. It's been my home for the last 10 years. So feel free to send me your thoughts or comments on the show. I got to apologize for the quality of this one. It's like really rushed. You can tell. I'm not really saying a lot. I'm rambling more than I usually do. But I didn't want to break the trend of getting a podcast out every Sunday. I might actually be able to pick up for the quality gap in this one later on this week with like a special show or something like that. We'll see how the South African landscape inspires me. I might head out and record something for everyone. But yeah, keep the emails coming. If you want to send me your audio comments, feel free to do so. I've got a great deal with my mail storage. It's basically whatever I need to use, I can use. They don't like it when I keep multi-gigabyte movies on the server, but they probably wouldn't notice a couple megs in MP3s coming my way. Anyways, thanks again, folks. I got to get out of here because, I got to get out of here. I'm going to miss my plane, and that would just completely suck because I'd have to come back home, and there's not much to do here except for podcast more, which would probably keep you all happy, but really upset the boss that paid for the airfare and for the hotels and actually expects me to be there. So I gotta get out of here. The cab is on its way. Closing music is playing. I'm supposed to be talking over this, but some bird fighting going on in my backyard, and it's caught my attention, so my apologies. Anyways, folks, have yourself a great week. It's Ross Rader signing off for Random Bytes Radio. You know what really sucks is I totally forgot to tell you the story about the burnt tree branches falling off in my front yard. I guess I'll have to wait until next week for that. Oakley dokely folkily. Have yourself a great week. Like I always say, stay loud, stay proud, and please, don't let Monday get you down. Adios, amigos.